My name is John Pabst, and I'm currently in a prison in Montreal here. And this will be the first Prisoner's Justice Day that I've actually been inside to honor. What Prisoner Justice Day means to me is what the prisoners actually go through, the constant fear of being in a prison, especially if they're in maximum penitentiaries. While I was at reception in Millhaven, which is a maximum security prison in Ontario, half of it is reception, where a prisoner would come in and they would assess him and classify him to his grade of security, which is max, medium, and minimum. And in those 3 months through reception, you're mixed in with a whole wide variety of guys, and I've seen guys lose their lives just over a telephone. It's really ironic. I've seen a guy stand by the phone, and because he let somebody else go ahead of him, somebody took offense to that and walked into the pool room, filled a sock with a couple of pool balls, came out, and just laced the guy. The next thing I knew, the man was on the floor in a puddle of blood, and nobody would help him. He was dragged off into the hospital, and that was the last I've seen of him. I've seen a guy lose his life in the cell because his crime, he committed very lewd act of raping and maiming an old lady. And when word got around of what he did, there was some other prisoners from that hometown. Well, they just went into his cell and took his life for what he did. I don't agree with what he did, but anyway, a lot of guys live in constant fear. They need shanks and other things to protect themselves. You just have to look at somebody the wrong way or say the wrong word or do something wrong, and your life is in jeopardy. So, and then there's prisoners that stick up for the rights, the little rights that we do have in prison, and then they're being attacked by the system, the guards and whatnot, just to get a little bit better of a life inside. And I respect the people that, you know, stand up for themselves and for the population of the prison inmates and try to get a little bit better of a lifestyle while being inside, because life is very, very boring and meaningless in here. It's just a shame. This particular prison I'm in, they don't even have a pool table here. So that, you know, I could go out and at least occupy some time, whatnot. It's so boring in here, it starts to work on you, and it literally drives you mad. The boredom is your real punishment. They don't want to see you have fun. As soon as you have fun, they take it away from you because, well, you're having fun and you're enjoying yourself, and that's defeating the purpose of being inside. Now, it's very tough being inside. So I'm going to fast on Prisoner's Justice Day and respect those who have lost their lives and just honor the day. And I know now what it's like to be on both sides of the wall. And when I get out and I'm finished my parole and I'm finished this sentence, well, I'm going to continue on with my life and hopefully never return to prison because I don't wish anybody to be in jail. I tell you, I actually call Correction Service Canada Corruption Service Canada because the people that are running these institutions are just as corrupt as the prisoners that are inside the prisons. And there's all kinds of shady businesses going on within this system. And it just makes me sick because they look at you and they start dehumanizing you and they put themselves on a pedestal. But yet there's many corrupt policemen, there's many corrupt politicians, and there's many corrupt parole officers. The only thing is, they'll tell you, you got caught. So, you know, when they say something like that to you, you know, I lived beside a prosecutor in my hometown, and he liked to beat up his wife, but yet he could go into court and put people away in jail for doing the same thing. So there's that double standards, and I don't respect people that have the double standards type of system. So, and that's what I've got to say.